like a serpent snake on the grass. I can't believe or understand why someone approaches white men.
Necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hi there, welcome to The Arts Edge. This is Annie Roach, and on tonight's show, we're going to be featuring music of singers and songwriters who are either Vancouver-based or they were born and raised here in Vancouver or in the general area. My first experience of music, of course, would have been in the 60s when I was born, and I was not only influenced by the music of the time, of the era, or music that I was introduced to through media and pop culture. I also had the influence of my parents and my older siblings. So my interest in music is quite the spectrum, from pop and rock and roll and folk music to old country music, new country music, and of course music that I was introduced to through musicals and pop culture. To start things off, I have a song originally released in 1969 from the Poppy family, who came together as a band in 1969 when Susan Peklovitz and Terry Jacks teamed up with a couple of other musicians and formed the Poppy family. So the first song I have was a song off their first album entitled The Poppy Family. This song was released in 1969. It was their first international hit that went to number one in Canada, as well as number one in Cashbox and number two on the US charts. This song went on to sell more than 3.5 million worldwide and was awarded a million selling gold disc from the RIAA and earned the group two 1970 Juno Awards. So without further ado, here it is now, Which Way You Going, Billy?
Which way you going, Billy? Can I go too? Which way you going, Billy? Can I go with you? I really love you, Billy, and all this time I thought you loved me, Billy. Thank you.
When the band broke up, Susan Jacks and Terry Jacks went on to have successful solo careers, respectively. In 1973, Susan Jacks, who was born in Saskatoon and raised in Haney, BC, which is a small town outside of Vancouver, BC, she began her professional career at age 15 after winning a singing contest and then being asked to be a regular performer on the Canadian television show Music Pop. Susan recorded her first singles with Vancouver performers Howie Vickers and Tom Northcott under the name of The Eternal Triangle. Yet her biggest opportunity and accomplishment came in 1966 after meeting Terry Jacks on Hip Hop when they came together to form the Poppy Family. Susan's solo debut album, I Thought of You Again, earned her a Juno nomination for Canadian Female Vocalist of the Year. Off that album, here we have the title track, I Thought of You Again.
I caught your name in a conversation waiting for the train. I didn't smile, 'cause for a while it made me think of you again. The cars rolled by, and just as I climbed on board, I heard the old conductor cry, move on down to the end, and I thought of you again one more time. The train moved on, and with my nose against the glass, I hummed a song. It made me smile, and for a while I just forgot that you were gone. But when I came to that line about the one left behind, I almost cried. And as we rolled round the bend, I thought of you again one more time. And then I tried to go to sleep, 'cause I thought that might keep all the sweet things you said from running through my head and pounding in my brain. But I thought of you again.
Also in 1973, following the breakup, Terry Jacks released his debut solo album, Seasons in the Sun. The album's title track, which was produced by Jacks, became the largest selling international single by a Canadian artist at the time, selling over 14 million copies worldwide and earning Jacks 2 Juno Awards and becoming one of the biggest selling Canadian singles of all time. Here it is now, the title track, Seasons in the Sun.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. To much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky.
In 1975, Canadian-American musician and songwriter who has worked as a television host, actress, film composer, and educator, Sherry Ulrich, left her home in California at the young age of 18. Ulrich relocated to BC, where she performed on the coffeehouse circuit around Vancouver in the early 70s. Soon after her arrival into BC, she formed the band Pied Pumpkin with Rick Scott and Joe Mock, which later toured with Valdi as part of the hometown band. After disbanding 5 years later in 1978, Sherry went on to a very successful solo career, and in 1981 received a Juno Award for Most Promising Female Vocalist, which was followed up in the two subsequent years, receiving Juno nominations for Best Female Vocalist. So now we have a song from the early years of Ulrich's career. Originally released on the LP, The Hometown Band, this song was later remastered and re-released on Ulrich's 2002 CD, The Best of Sherry Ulrich. Here it is now. Flying.
Help me out of this space. I'm crying, and I don't want to lose in the race. Everything we do is just another trying, and some never lose.
By the time 1983 rolled around, I was out of high school and introduced to the music stylings of Bryan Adams, who was a teenager in high school in North Vancouver, just across the bridge from where I live. Bryan Adams is a Canadian singer, songwriter, guitarist, composer, and photographer. Adams joined his first band at 15, and by the time he was 20, his debut album was released. He rose to fame in North America with the 1983 top 10 album Cuts Like a Knife, featuring its title track and the ballad Straight from the Heart, his first U.S. top 10 hit. In 1984, his Canadian and U.S. number one album, Reckless, became the first album by a Canadian to be certified diamond in Canada. This made him a global star. However, fame wasn't a straight line for Adams. After dropping out of school to play in a group called Shock and using the funds his parents had saved for his college education, Adam purchased an Estee grand piano. To help him pay the rent, though, Adam sold pet food and worked as a dishwasher in a restaurant and eventually started working in the Vancouver music scene with bands as a studio session singer. Prior to that, in 1978, when Adams was 18 years old, he met Jim Vallance through a mutual friend, which proved to be a very auspicious meeting. Vallance was the former drummer and principal songwriter for Vancouver-based rock band Prism. It was a meeting that would change Adams' life. The two formed a writing partnership that was prolific and continuous throughout the 1980s. The two co-wrote songs not only for Adams to sing and perform, but also for other more established artists, including the likes of Kiss, Tina Turner, Joe Cocker, John Halliday, Bonnie Raitt, Rod Stewart, Bonnie Tyler, Loverboy, Carly Simon, and that's just the beginning. By 1978, Adams signed to A&M Records for $1. And in 1979, he came to an agreement with Canadian manager Bruce Allen. They did the handshake, and to this day, Bruce Allen continues to be Bryan Adams' manager. So now we have a song that shot Bryan Adams into orbit. Here we have one of his signature tunes, the title track from his 1983 top 10 album, Cuts Like a Knife.
I heard you met a friend. but it feels so right. Now it cuts like a knife. Yeah, but it feels so right.
When I was in high school, I often heard about the band DOA and Joey Shithead. There were a lot of kids in my year, and actually, there were a lot of kids in the year ahead of me who really followed the music of Joey Shithead. He was a punk musician who was born and raised in Burnaby, and he is best known as the lead guitarist and vocalist of the punk band DOA, which was formed in 1977. Despite his name that might suggest otherwise, Joey Shithead learned early on that he had a passion for social justice. In 1972, in light of the ongoing Vietnam War and the Americans' planned testing of nuclear weapons off the coast of Alaska's Amchiquita Island, 16-year-old Keith Lee, or Joey Shithead, and 300 fellow students participated in a school walkout to join a protest organized by Greenpeace. Since then, music and activism have been fused at the center of Keith Lee's life. Later in his life, during DOA's 2011 Canadian tour, Keith Lee gave free solo acoustic performances in 3 of the 10 cities that had appeared across Canada in support of the Occupy Wall Street protests, Occupy Ottawa, Occupy Regina, and Occupy Vancouver. You may wonder, where is Joey Shithead today? Well, in 2008, the Vancouver Sun newspaper named him one of BC's most influential people of all time. And more recently, Joey Shithead, or in the business world, Joseph Edward Keith Lee, was elected city councillor in Burnaby, BC, in the 2018 municipal elections as a member of the Burnaby Green Party. So now for you, I have a single of Joey Shithead's, a single that was released in 1989. Here we have DOA with The Prisoner.
But she's wrong. These time buttons won't kick her out. These time boxes are remote. Such grim mess. I saw this just a dream. Your robots on screen. In my future dream. That hey. It's not fate or chance. It's the money in the bank. Burn the timber, gas bricks. Drop me a pile of money for it. And I am the prisoner. It's a fate or chance. Kick some
buddies in the face. Burn the timber, gallon bricks, drop and fire the bloody dicks. Just you and this. That's how it fits your city dream. Your robot's ice cream. In my future dream. As I am the prisoner.
Shh.
Pacific Cinematheque, a non-profit film society and center. They show over 500 films annually, featuring new talents, international, experimental shorts, classic, and contemporary. The organization also has a film library, film archives, and an educational program department. Come and feel the essential cinema experience. The cinema is located at 1131 Howe Street near Davie. Visit their website at cinematech.bc.ca for upcoming films and more information.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Running gun and fire.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stunning, I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There was a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job. I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
In 2021, Canadian rock singer-songwriter Art Bergman, who was one of the key figures in Canadian punk rock in the late 70s, was made a member of the Order of Canada. In 1990, Bergman released his album Sexual Roulette, an album that was produced by Chris Wardman. It became Bergman's mainstream breakthrough, spawning the rock radio hit Bound for Vegas and garnering him a deal with Polygram Records. So now let's...